I wanted to listen to the lyric line. Today I got all my wrongs virtually right.
Isn't that cool?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I like this one. I like this little bump too. That we have.
You like it better? The idea that today is going to be a good day. It is Thursday, the 6th of September is upon us. What can we put into your head today to make things as they are better than they seem to be? Does that make sense, that statement? Your choices right now. You have choices. We all have choices to make today.
Yeah.
As we work our way through the day. And I would like you to choose, this is kind of an Uri moment for me.
Yeah.
An Uri Geller moment. Choose a path that has no limits on it. Because you have, in the past, Uri's books are called Mind Power. You've taken your mind and you've limited. I can only do this, or I'm only able to do that, or I'm only smart enough to... You know, you've heard all of those things how many times, and it's been repeated in your head, whatever you grew up around. Remember the other day we were talking about environment and how whatever you grow up in, whatever you grow up around, that environment is what shapes you. It isn't so much it's not really the blood that you have, I mean, to a point, I guess it is, but it's really and truly something that's far deeper than that. And that word itself is deep, Richie. Deep.
It is deep. Very deep.
Deep is a deep word, isn't it? Deepness. Remember the Human Genome Project?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Completed. This is a study of pairs of chemical letters that are in our DNA took place, and the results came out about 10, 12 years ago. And so there's been...
And like it or not, we're all the same.
Well, we are, in fact.
Bummer for some of you.
Yeah. They have almost... this work has been ongoing. The Human Genome Research Project has made an announcement this week.
Oh, yeah? 400, wrong?
No, actually, no. There are. Listen to how involved this is. There are 32 laboratories around the
country. Welcome to my laboratory.
440 researchers that have been provided information. They've studied it more, and now they understand how the human genome actually does its job. The researchers have linked 80% of the genome sequence to a specific biological function and map more than 4 million regulatory regions in your body where proteins specifically interact with the DNA.
We're all going to be perfect human beings.
Can you imagine? There are 4 million regions in your body. Do you have any idea how wonderful... Even though it's complicated, how wonderful this system is.
Region number 19 is my favorite.
Is it really?
Mine too.
Do you understand the concept of chakras, Jennifer?
Yes,
you know
I do.
What chakra is? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So those chakra. Not there. There are...
did you miss me?
Yeah, I did. God love you. I miss you. When you're not here, I miss
you. So I need to ask you.
Yeah, sorry, Richie. Go ahead. Ask away.
How does this fly with your whole philosophy of... Asians, Caucasians,
oh, the alien planets,
African Americans.
Oh, I think
Africans,
that there's. That's a good question.
All
so,
come from different planets.
Right.
If we're all really the same.
Those of you who are members of the new Doug fraternity or are new members of the Doug fraternity,
sit down and get a load of this one.
After you eat the goldfish, here it is.
So what Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn are alluding to is my belief that we are not products of the... this may be, actually, it's not... I never thought about it until just a second. It may bolster the feelings of those who craft the 6 days a week. We work for 6 days and rest on the seventh. And the fact that the human existence comes as a result of rather strange realities, and people who don't believe in evolution, that, you know, we came from some crawfish and crawled out on the land and sooner or later became humans. I don't buy that either. I don't buy the story that a lot of religionists lay on you, but I don't believe, it just doesn't feel right to me. What feels right is that we put our egos aside and understand that the Earth is not the be-all, the end-all, not the only planet in the universe that has beings on it like us. In fact, the beings here came from other places. That's the only way, in my mind, there's any credible explanation for why there are people who look like they do in Asia, why people who look like they do on this continent, why they look like they do when they come from Africa. It doesn't make any sense other than that, especially when you see the amalgam of people. There are plenty of folks in other parts of the world that don't look like the Africans, even though they live in similar situations. They can say, well, the Hispanics are dark and they come from a lot of these places. No, that doesn't really register either. What I'm suggesting is that you really, when you think about it, there is plausible reason to believe that when you look up in the sky and see all those stars that are just in our Milky Way galaxy, and you figure that there are as many galaxies there, you can't count them because nobody knows how far it goes. It goes on and on and on. Space is unlimited. That's what the term infinity means. So way out there beyond the blue horizon, if you will, is stuff that we have no idea about. We think we may be able to figure things out. We have these explorers on Mars. We're trying to figure out whether we could live there. That's only three planets away, for God's sakes. It's in our solar system.
In 3 years.
Yeah, it takes 3 years.
Time.
Right. To get there, it's only three planets away. So, for you to think that we have developed in this rather strange way, scientifically, yeah, you can make a cause for it, and yeah, maybe you can find some evidence of it. But in general, it makes no sense to me. Anyway, having said that, the Genome Project, I think that there are so many other planets out there that are like ours who have beings. You know how the British made Australia to be the continent where they sent all their criminals?
Right. I think Earth is like that for some other aliens.
I think Earth is like that.
Yeah.
I think that the people who are that have been brought here by others from other places outside, somewhere in the universe, found our planet and deposited people here. And from those deposits have come the civilizations that we have and the people that we have. But because the human being, wherever it comes from, and who's to say there isn't out there a colony, there isn't an amalgam of planets that all have, somebody's developed a being, we are developed somewhere else, and somebody decided, okay, let's make this one black, and this one's yellow, and that one's this color, and that color, and the eyes look like this, and the rest of the body looks like that. You don't know that it's not possible. You don't. So,
but I'm still stuck.
Why not be open to that? You're stuck on the Genome Project? What are you stuck on?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we all come from all these different places, how can we be so much the same?
I don't know.
You say
maybe the creator just has one mold.
You don't know what the creator is all about. Thank you, Jennifer. I was about
to use the term creator. So you still believe there's one creator
yes.
that just had his deposits
yes.
all over the universe?
Yes, I believe there is one force. There is one infinite intelligence. There is one thing that brings order
so
to the universe.
Do buy
one
into,
power.
You do buy into the philosophy
far
that
greater than we
the
are.
Only reason we can look different is because we come from a different planet, even though we're the same inside.
Yes.
But you don't buy into the philosophy that the only reason we look different is because we come from different continents.
No.
You think it's impossible that we
yes.
look this different
yes.
living on the same planet.
Yes, I do.
But it's
yes.
not possible.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I believe.
I'm following you.
Yeah. And so, but
I mean,
but you
it,
just hit
I
the nail. You just brought me to where I was going.
I think you're a little cuckoo, but I mean,
yeah.
I follow your reasoning.
To end the conversation
okay.
on a high point.
Yeah.
Back to what you led me to, and I was going to go another minute, and then sort of short-circuit it. No, it's all about the infinite power of God or whatever the force is that's greater than we are.
It's
That's really what it's about.
Think about all the message in any religion, really, that God, whatever God it is that you believe in, created us in his image. So that does make sense that we are all so similar genetically.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
if you believe in religion.
You guys all think I'm a little cuckoo, and maybe I am a little bit cuckoo.
Hey, you know what? Anything's possible. I don't think anything is cuckoo
anymore. Your philosophy isn't any more cuckoo than the real philosophy.
Well, but who's to say my philosophy isn't the real philosophy, and yours is junkamonga?
Who knows?
It's junk science, Richie.
Yep. I watched this video the other day, a one-hour-long video trying to explain scientists who thought that they believed in... one thing, and now they believe in another thing because they can't explain. When they get it down to the single cell, there's a little rotor on the end of the cell that drives it. They cannot, for the life of them, explain where that little rotor comes from. They can explain everything else about the single cell,
right?
But they cannot. They cannot figure out where that is. So they've all just gone. It's got to be.
Rotor. That's the name. All right. I want to find out whether you think bed bugs could have come from another planet as well.
Yes. 800. I'm with you on that one.
510-8255. If God has done this with humans, has he done it with things like bed bugs?
What do you think? Bed bugs came from Pluto because, you know, he's got a little flea problem, I think.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs from Pluto?
Bulldogs are definitely from another planet.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, well, another world, that could be it. We have a 2020 News Quiz question for you. 800-510-8255. Cleanup continues on Isaac. A new hurricane is heading for the Bahamas. What's the name of the new hurricane for a swell prize? 800-510-8255 connects you with us right now. Identify the latest hurricane. It's not very strong, but you see, this is the season people have been talking about. We're going to have hurricanes. We may have more hurricanes, but they aren't very strong. And this one isn't either, but it's still considered a hurricane. What's its name? This is a good day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Of Kelly Pickler, who, according to the story that's posted today at DougSteffen.com, has shaved her head to show her support for a childhood friend who is battling breast cancer. That's making a statement and a half, isn't it, huh? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, would you shave your head to support a friend or a family member with cancer? A good question as well, Jennifer, probably for a post on our social media. It's a, well, here are the options. Think about this and how it may figure into your thinking. Would you shave your head to support a friend or family member with cancer? I know what my son did. My son shaved his head when his mother lost all of her hair. I think it was the first time, maybe second time. She went through chemo 4 times, and I believe is the second time he shaved his head when she lost her hair. Would you do that? A, yes, I'd do it in a second. B, it depends who the friend or family member is. C, I'd like to say yes, but I really doubt I'd go through with it. D, I wouldn't, but I know somebody who would or who has. And E, I would have to find some other way to be supportive. Everybody supports in a different way. The fact that we have this problem of breast cancer or any cancer is so troubling to me because it's like so many other diseases. It's unnecessary, and we spend more money. I'm not going to, this is not a blanket indictment of the whole medical industry, but as we all know, the cancer treatment centers of America would not be in business if there were not a lot of people who had cancer. So do you think they're going to try to solve the problems? They'll try to fix your body after you get cancer, but they're not the ones who are going out beating the drum to try to find a cure for cancer, which, by the way, we already have. The only problem is in America, the pharmaceutical business, big pharma, and big companies that own hospital corporations, they don't want to have these cures. And I know that's a bold statement to make, and people say it's outrageous. All you got to do is go to Canada. You can find, not in their medical system necessarily, not in Canadian healthcare, but on the private side, there are plenty of places. You can go over on the other side of Niagara Falls and find sulfur drugs people have been taking for years that pretty much completely eliminate tumors and problems like that, and we can't have access to them here. I know a man who spent much of his life telling people about this, and he went to jail for 18 months because the FDA said he was spreading information that wasn't proven. Even though the stuff, he was sending people to Canada to get stuff, and they were cured of cancer, right, left, you name it. It's just, it's incredible.
I mean, I'm with you on this. My only question is, why don't we know more? Like, okay, the alien thing. If we all came from other planets, somebody had to bring us here. How come it's not widespread known that, okay, we can get to where we came from? You know, nobody's just like it's a big secret. A lot of people believe it, but it's a big secret. Same thing with cancer. How come in somewhere in Mexico or Guatemala or China or something, there's not this widespread knowledge of, okay, well, you got cancer, come here, I can fix it.
But there is. And it starts, this fellow Brzezinski, who's in Houston, has a clinic there, has for a long time been able to skirt because he's smart enough to do it within the system. But he uses the same kind of stuff. And I don't think it's, I thought at first it was Laetrile based, but I don't think it is now. But there are tons of ways that you can treat this stuff. But the best thing to do is to prevent it. And I don't mean to necessarily make this a commercial for the essential nutrients that you need to take every day. You put those 90 essential nutrients in your body, you're not going to get cancer or anything else that's serious. But you got to know that you have to do it. And the problem is there's a lot of hype around it. And some people say, ah, it's just a lot of hype. Well, how do you know? You're putting your body on the line. You're putting your health and well-being on the line by not trying it. Why wouldn't you do that? It's just a part of the human condition that we don't really even understand. Why is it that people abuse themselves? Why do we mentally, spiritually, physically abuse ourselves? Part of the flaw or flaws that are included in us being humans, right? I mean, what other excuse can you come up with for people eating themselves into oblivion and weighing 400 pounds? I mean, think about it. And so if you want, you're not happy. I mean, there are a lot of reasons emotionally to do it because people are just not happy. I get that. But is there a way of fixing it, or you just want to drown yourself? See, that's all part of, man, does this get complicated? All part of the ego, part of the reason that we propel ourselves from one reality to another. What is our realities change with our experiences. And so, I mean, I'm getting really heavy. Boy, am I.
I know.
It's good stuff, though. I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Hi, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payment, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is going to report on some of the television news in a few minutes. That's part of the tradition here. I believe Roberta's back on Monday. I think that's pretty
is that
clear.
The rumor?
That's
what the odds are favoring right now. Vegas, and right. We've got 20 to 1 odds.
We have, direct from the Democratic National Convention, one of the hosts who's down there, asked some people some pretty good questions. It's kind of like the Jay Leno thing.
Yeah, jaywalking.
Out on the street, jaywalking, or Howard Stern goes out and asks questions. And the question is, there are a series of questions, actually. They're kind of like those questions, and the answers are just about the same. So you'll perhaps be interested in that coming up in a few moments here. 800-510-8255 in the Good Day program. The question that we're asking, 2020 News Quiz question. I'm going to expand on it just a bit here, give you a chance to win more than just one swell prize. Heather, by the way, do you want to tell the folks, or shall we wait until we have a winner before we tell them what their choice is?
Yeah, let's have them on the edge of their seat.
Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day. The question started out with a realization that Isaac made a mess. Lots of water. That's what happens sometimes in these hurricanes. Different. There wasn't so much wind, but there was lots of water because it moved slowly. The way that it moved up the Mississippi River and it got whacked by the jet stream caused it to do it. It's almost stopped over New Orleans, and that's why there was so much water. And then it moved slowly until the jet stream got a hold of it and then just whipped it toward the east. Not unlike that. What is that thing that we had this summer, Richie, that started in Indiana? And came?
The derecho.
Derecho,
yeah.
Right.
It was straight.
Yeah, it was more or less the same thing happened. We got a lot of rain here yesterday morning about
the derecho is just wind. It's not,
I understand.
There's no rain.
No, I didn't suggest that there was, but the derecho was the wind, and the power of that wind, the jet stream, just grabbed a hold of what was left of Isaac and blew it across.
Yes.
We had some really heavy rain here yesterday morning. There was down in Fall River, New Bedford, about 5-6 inches of rain.
Is that where Lizzie Borden lives?
Did. She's not with us any longer. But.
Oh, okay. I don't think her parents are either.
No.
Fall River.
Right. Fall River. Right. So anyway, the question was the name, if you would, of the next hurricane that is not very powerful, but it's headed for the Bahamas. And so there were a number of possibilities. But then I thought, okay, let's expand on this at 800-510-8255 and come up with two names. So you could get two prizes if you're clever. Name two of the hurricanes that have already, or tropical storms, that have already happened. I'm amazed.
This year, right?
Yeah. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 named storms so far this year. Wow. And the only one that we really know anything about is Isaac. Because the rest of them, even though the weather people said we'd have a heavy year, they didn't say where they were going, then none of them have really... See, this is what drives me so nuts about the news media. What did you hear when the weather forecasters in, I think it was the first week of August, last week of July, said, this is what we think is going to happen this year in the hurricane season? You didn't hear anything other than, we're going to have a bad year, we're going to have a large number of storms. You didn't hear where they were going to go, what the predictions were, and most of them have been predicted to
die
go
out in the sea.
Right. They either start in the sea and go sideways and slide into Mexico.
Or hit a non-populated area.
Or hit places that aren't really that much of, you know, of a worry.
Or hit places that we just don't care about.
Jay Leno had the best line about the, because the storm, part of this storm that I'm looking for the name of, is sending rain into the Carolinas.
Disrupting, yeah.
Right.
Disrupting the Carolinas.
But the real... actually, Richie, if you played the clip from Jay Leno last night, it's actually better than me trying to translate it. So if you can find that handy by...
Sure, get over here.
Yeah, why don't you... this is Jay Leno from the program last night.
Oh, shoot, Doug, which cut is it?
It would probably be the second one.
Second one?
Yeah.
They announced today that they are moving President Obama's speech tomorrow night indoors. They're going to move it from the 74,000-seat stadium to a smaller venue due to the possibility of severe weather. See, apparently the campaign is concerned about this well-known weather phenomenon known as empty seats. So they have to it's a very well-known. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's good.
Because the weather isn't supposed to be that bad. You know. But, I mean, you wouldn't want to sit out in a stadium. In fairness, you wouldn't want to sit in a stadium in the rain.
Oh,
but sure.
And see the lightning strike over his head, the religious right would be like, I told you!
Right. I never thought about that.
I told you so!
So, anyway, I mean, both of these conventions are lots of hot air as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the news media is playing it up like it was the most important thing that's ever happened. There aren't as many people. There weren't as many people in Tampa, and they said it was because of the bad weather. And now there aren't as many people in Charlotte, and they say it's because of the bad weather.
I just love how the weather is fair and balanced.
So,
you know, each one has to deal with the tropical
depression. So you moronies that put these together, and the next time, 4 years from now, perhaps you'd like to go to a northern city.
Maybe you'll think
or
of
a west, northwest. Or you go to Seattle.
Or Ohio.
Go to Cleveland or Toledo or something.
Yeah, you're both fighting over Ohio, wouldn't you go? I mean, Florida, too.
Exactly. All right, anyway, so before we get to the answers for the names of the storms this year, Peter Schiff is somebody who does a program, and he's one of these edgy, shall we say. He's
he's an economist with a little bit of politics.
Yeah.
And he likes to go out in the middle of public and ask a question that he has no business really asking in public,
right,
because he's a well-to-do businessman.
Yeah.
So he went to the Democratic convention and asked people whether we should ban corporate profits. And some of the answers are absolutely hysterical.
Everyone, it's Peter Schiff. I am here in North Carolina at the site of the Democratic National Convention. Not that many people here now. I don't know, maybe they're all out looking for work. Actually, wait a minute. This is a Democratic convention. They don't want to work. Do you think it's fair that corporations make all these profits?
No, I don't think it's fair that they make that many profits.
That's right. We got to ban profits. Do we need corporate profits?
Maybe we should have corporate losses.
Well, I don't want to go that far. You actually want to force corporations to lose money?
Yeah, I think so.
The issue is corporations have profits, and I want to ban those profits so that the workers can have higher wages and that the consumers can get lower prices.
That is obviously something I would be in favor in.
Would you be in favor of a law that banned corporate profits?
Corporate profits?
Profits, yeah.
Yes.
What do you think happens with corporate profits?
They keep it and they get bigger and bigger.
I know, and they squeeze the people, and they exploit their customers, they gouge them with high prices. Let's take away those profits.
Exactly.
Can they just fire people to make a bigger profit?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you want to control who they can hire.
Regulated. I'm a part of a labor union.
Would you support President Obama if he came out in favor of a law to ban corporate profits?
Yes.
If you're talking just pure profit?
Yeah, the stuff that's left over for the greedy capitalists.
I could actually support that.
What about putting a cap on corporate profits?
I think so. I think a cap is the way to go. That's is something that we looked at with a lot of our corporate giveaways in Louisiana. We couldn't get folks to come to the table to outright repeal some of those things, but we were able to get them to cap them.
These people are breathing the same air.
At a convention.
To limit corporate profits.
So limit them. So have a cap on how much profit they can make.
Yeah.
I don't think one person should be able to make like $100 million in 1 year and just keep all that money.
I tend to agree with you.
There should be a limit to how much some corporation
can make. All right, so
absolutely. And individual CEO caps as well.
Just caps in general.
It goes from caps silly to anger. You hear the voices of these people. Yeah. It's really pretty amazing. I mean, granted, Schiff's setting them up.
Setting them up.
But the fact that people
starts to
some
really
of those earlier answers, woo-wee.
Those fascists.
800.
He's like, he starts to root them on and cheer them on after a couple of minutes. It's really pretty funny.
800-510. Well, but it's not funny that people actually
think like that. They believe it.
They believe that stuff. Yes. Right. All right, we're looking for the names of hurricanes, and I started off by asking what the name is of the hurricane that's headed for the Bahamas. Here is Matt in Lake Havasu City. Hi, Matt. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's the name? And by the way, while we're talking about hurricanes, has there ever been a hurricane that came to Arizona?
No, we get the monsoons. I don't believe. I've been here only 10 years. Yeah. But
I used to have a lot of land in Arizona, and every time I was there, the monsoons come in, and they because the status of the land itself, the earth, is subject to runoffs. It's mostly sand and stuff, can make kind of a mess. But I don't think there's ever been a hurricane that's blown through there. Anyway, what's the name of the hurricane that now is off the coast of the Bahamas?
Well, the one you're looking for is John.
Really?
I believe.
Where did you come up with that name?
I heard it on the news, I thought.
Really?
There's even two more out there, I think. They're up to Mike, I believe, by now.
Yeah, they are up to Michael. The hurricane that I'm talking about, however, is not named John. There isn't a John this year. The J is Joyce.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the try, though, Matt. Appreciate your calling and listening. Jonathan, listening to KTSM. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Morning.
I'm going to go with Carla.
Carla. Carla was not the C name this year. Chris was the C name. Do you have any names for other possible, that you heard this year, other possible names for other possible hurricanes?
I thought it was Carla and Lewis.
No. The L hurricane is the one that now is headed for the Bahamas. The name is Leslie.
Leslie.
Leslie. Leslie. Did you ever have a friend named Leslie, girlfriend named Leslie, Jonathan?
I did. She was a wild hurricaners.
She was a wild hurricane. Obviously, hurricanes are probably named. Thanks for your call.
Jokes there.
Yeah. So Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, now Leslie, and Tropical Storm Michael has formed. So we are already through. The only names left are Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Sandy, Tony, Valerie, and William. So
they
that means
start again, right?
We can only this is it. They can't have hurricanes.
Can't have any more storms.
We're done.
Party's over.
When these names are done, used up, we're done.
No, but do they start back at A again? Is that what happens?
Jennifer, you're not getting you with the program. There are no more after we get to William. It's over.
I know hurricanes are over.
The hurricane names are predicated on how many hurricanes these experts say we're going to have in a season.
How dare me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 is the potential. That's it.
What's the most storms we've ever had, I wonder?
5 billion.
Name storms in a year? Depends on which side, they're called typhoons in the Pacific, same stuff.
Is Michael, I thought Michael was a hurricane now.
Is Michael at hurricane stage?
Well, Category 3. Is that hurricane?
Yeah, that's big,
right?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Category 3 is
Where is it?
He is strengthened to Category 3 storm, first Atlantic Coast. I just opened this up, and this is just from this morning, actually.
Hurricane Michael's my boss at my other job.
Also my dad.
His winds have increased to 150 miles per hour early Thursday.
It's got to be down over this. It's like way down in the South Caribbean somewhere. Let me look it up.
The Azores.
The Azores, yeah, okay. That's off the coast of South America. All right, so anyway, that's the story behind hurricanes, names, et cetera, et cetera. And speaking of hurricanes, Jennifer checks the television report in just a moment for us here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Just checking, I'm doing part of your job for you, Jennifer. The trending items that are, I'm just now sort of nosing around here, and I see Ellen Barkin is number one on the trend list. Bill Clinton's number three. Well, that's because of her speech last night.
Why would Ellen Barkin be beating Bill Clinton?
Because there's some, she's involved in some television show, I believe.
Still.
Huh. Okay, let's check that. Yeah, I know, right.
I'll have to look it up.
All right, meanwhile,
let me see.
How many people are watching these conventions? What do the ratings look like for these conventions? Because all of the networks, the major networks and PBS are carrying these things every night, right?
They're pretty good, but they're down. I think I read that the ratings are not as high as they were last time around.
Okay.
Dead silence. chirp, chirp, chirp. Yeah. But I think last time you had the historic thing going on, people were interested, more interested, as they, I think, will be at the polls. But that's just my own commentary.
All right. So
but in other news, TV news, Katie Couric is starting her TV show next week. And we have a sneak peek at who her guests will be. She's going to have Jessica Simpson, Sheryl Crow. Actually, Sheryl Crow wrote and performed the theme song for Katie's new show. So she'll be featured. Also, Barbara Streisand. That's a big get. Jennifer Lopez, Heidi Klum, Susan Sarandon, Chelsea Handler, and Sophia Vergara, as well as author of 50 Shades of Grey, E.L. James.
So you think the folks from The Talk are going to go over there, the CBS show? Why would they have Sharon Osbourne?
The Talk is going to have a whole different look when it premieres on the 10th also. That's when Katie premieres. All the cast, all the hosts, Julie, Sharon Osbourne, Sarah Gilbert, Cheryl Underwood, Aisha Taylor, and all the guests on that show, Jamie Lee Curtis, and then Michelle Stafford and Melody Scott Thomas will all be without makeup. The entire studio audience will all be without makeup. They're going makeup free for the first episode.
Wow. And The Rock's going to do a TV show?
Yeah, The Rock is on board to host this new show on TNT. It's called Hero, and it's a reality show looking to find the next great hero by putting 10 ordinary people together in a house and making them go on various missions.
Wow.
Bum, bum, bum.
X Factor and The Voice are going to be on at the same time.
Yeah, The X Factor and Simon Cowell were insulting The Voice. The Voice is going to go head to head with it next Wednesday.
51 after.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's really pretty interesting.
By the way,
Tom Kreidler, who's normally here from the Money Pit, is in absentia today. So I'm going back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the hurricanes and the hurricane season. You know, there is, in the world of the media that we... this is an annoying song. Can you get rid of it, Rich?
This is Adele.
It's Adele.
I know, but this by itself, her. I'm trying to create something in
here. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah,
thank you. 54 minutes after the hour, by the way, on the Dex
Create Away
Good Day program. Heather and Jennifer and Richie and I are creating, in your mind, visuals. That's what the radio is all about, to imagine using your brain to see things. But you have to see it first, hold it in your mind, and then when somebody makes a reference to it, you come back and say, oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about, or I hear what you're saying, and then in your mind you draw a picture. So we've all seen these maps of hurricanes as they go across the Caribbean and up, you know, follow whatever path they're going to follow, across the Atlantic, actually. They start on the coast of Africa, and then they go in whichever direction they go in. But I've just now spent the last 4 or 5 minutes trying to find a map of the current storms. You think I can find one?
No.
Nope.
No. There isn't one together. You'd think NOAA would have this. But they don't have it. You think the Weather Channel would have it. I don't, unless I'm looking in the wrong place, maybe you can help me. Actually, I am sort of distracted because I've been going back and forth to this website. Jennifer and I discovered an hour ago, Richie.
Yeah.
DoMyStuff.com.
Oh, let me check it out.
Everybody check out DoMyStuff.com.
It is the coolest thing ever. You get to go and you put in your zip code, you put in the chore that you want done, and then people can surf through the chores and bid on projects. So not only can you put stuff up to get done, but you can also make money if you're talented in whatever field. So like you could put in, I want someone to cook my dinner. And if you are someone who can cook, you can bid on the project and you can come over and cook for someone.
Here it is.
Isn't that cool?
You got two blocks. One on the left says outsource a chore, post your tasks, select an assistant, get stuff done. The block on the right says make money, get paid to help people do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find a task, bid on the task, get stuff done.
Yep. I tried, I put milking cows in and there's nothing there. Because there aren't that many people around anymore who milk cows. No, seriously. Trying to find somebody to milk cows is, woof, man, what a problem. Earlier in the hour, we were talking about God or the ultimate intelligence and the development of the human being and other things, and I wondered out loud whether bedbugs have come here from another planet, as I believe humans have come from another planet. How much do you really know about bedbugs, Heather?
I know that, actually, I know somebody that had an infestation from furniture they had purchased and it was delivered.
Ooh.
And
new or used furniture?
New.
And really?
Yes.
New furniture with bed bugs.
Wow.
It was a bed frame that they were carried in on. It was like a leather, you know,
and it was, let me guess, it was made in some country where bed bugs are rampant. That's because that's how bed bugs.
We never know exactly where it came, but it took her forever to rid her home.
Yeah. Horrible.
Forever.
I heard you have to keep the windows open because they don't somehow
they
don't
they
like
freeze
the cold.
In the
they don't like the cold. Yeah, right. But it just is.
Well, actually, the way to get rid of them, what they do is they come in and they, like, cook the place ridiculous degrees. Like, ridiculous, ridiculous.
I had a little problem, and I got this a natural sort of, it's almost like clay. It's a substance that you put on the mattress, on the sheets, and they can't stand it. So whatever it does, it gets rid of them.
You
had
bed bugs?
I had them here for a while.
On the farm?
Ooh. Yep. Yeah.
Really?
And they came from, I knew I traced them back.
Your luggage?
We were getting manure from an organic chicken farm.
Really?
And because when you use organic material, things like bed bugs, you can't use pesticides to get rid of them. So that's one of the negative sides of the organic world. All these pests, all these bugs, all of these things that you can't get rid of unless you poison them, all proliferate. So the eggs are great. We get eggs from the place now to sell at the store. Mm-hmm. But we sent two trucks up there, and I'm scratching myself now thinking about what the reality was. The trucks came back, and the cabs were loaded with bed bugs, and I got them on me, and they got into the house because they're on my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awful getting rid of them. And it gives you the creeps just to think about them.
I know, I'm itching right now.
Yeah, this is a psychosomatic thing. We had to put those smoke bombs in the cabs of the truck, and maybe that was it, cook them to get rid of them. But just a horrible thing. So anyway, I have to, there's a new project called Bugs Without Borders. the National Pest Control Management Association has a new thing called Bugs Without Borders. They're getting rid of all of these pests like bed bugs wherever they can. They're going after them all around the world. Bugs Without Borders. You heard it here first on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.